You're tuned to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Command Sergeant Major Dave Dunkel admits he was acting. On combat assignment in Iraq, he played the role of an Army tough guy. Sunglasses on his eyes, bandana on his head, and a cigarette between his lips. But when he returned home, depression and anxiety destroyed his life. Then he told his story as part of a veterans theater project.
And I broke down. That wasn't scripted. I choked up and I couldn't talk. I had tears in my eyes. And then I just said to myself, hey, man, it's okay. Just cry. That's part of the story.
This Sunday, Dunkel will be in Traverse City performing in a similar production that highlights the struggles veterans face once combat is over. IPR arts reporter Dan Wanshura has this story.
Dave Dunkel had many different jobs during his 25-year career in the Army. But in the spring of 2006, the Army asked him to do a job that changed his life. They asked him to notify a family in Eagle, Michigan, that their 19-year-old son had been killed in Iraq.
And so I read the little script that they give you, and all the Department of Defense regrets to inform you that your son was, and it's terrible because you have to say he was shot in the chest, or you have to recite the means of his death. And it was horrible.
As he drove home that night, the 48-year-old Dunkel decided he couldn't go back to a desk job in the Army. He resigned his position and volunteered for an individual deployment. 3 months later, Dunkel found himself in Iraq as an embedded advisor with the Iraqi Army. On convoy patrols, he rode in the turret of his Humvee. A good view of Baghdad, yes, but it also made him a constant target. In addition to bullets, he had to look out for things like piano wire strung across roads meant to decapitate him as he drove by. Eventually, his vehicle took a hit from an IED, or improvised explosive device. He doesn't remember much, except that everything went white, and he temporarily lost his hearing.
My vehicle was destroyed. I couldn't hear anything for a while. I think I got a TBI out of it.
That's Dunkel sharing his story in a 2015 staged production called The Telling Project.
After that, you just know you're on borrowed time. When I would go out on missions after that, I would say Hail Marys and Our Fathers. I would repeat them over and over and over and over, just under my breath.
When Dunkel did get back home, he was angry and scarred. He had witnessed war, what he calls the bottom of humanity. Then he began to self-medicate.
I literally found myself doing things like putting a bottle of whiskey between my legs and driving down country roads at 100 miles an hour, drinking out of a bottle of Jack Daniels, driving as fast as I could into a field just to get that adrenaline rush.
He tried a couple of different treatment programs, but they really didn't do much for him. But then in the fall of 2015, he was asked to share his war experiences on stage. The idea was intimidating at first, but he eventually agreed. When it came time for Dave Dunkel to tell his story on opening night, he finally cracked.
And I had to stop. You don't do that in a theater. You know, you got lines to do, so you don't do that in a theater. You don't leave people hanging. But I felt this instant bond between everybody that was out there listening to it and what I was actually trying to say. And it was like I quit acting, finally, after all the roles I've played. Playing myself was my ticket out.
Bert Goldstein is the director of a similar production called Reentry. Goldstein saw Dave Dunkel perform and asked him if he'd consider acting in his show, and Dunkel agreed. All the other players in Reentry are professional actors. Goldstein says theater has the power to personalize stories that we've all heard before.
I think one of the examples that I always use, we can talk about the Holocaust and the millions of people that died in the Holocaust. But when we tell the Anne Frank story, it becomes much more personal.
Bert Goldstein says Reentry has a sense of hope.
I think there'll be two audiences for the play. There'll be a military audience of veterans, who will find seeing this cathartic. And I think the other audience is somebody like me who knows very little about the military, knows very little about the military experience, and yet it's very eye-opening to see what happens when they come home and what they're going through.
Dave Dunkel says he's acting in reentry for the approximately 22 veterans who are committing suicide every day. He believes most of them are killing themselves because they're not telling their story. They're internalizing the pain, anger, and confusion.
It's not tough to keep it all in. That's weak. That's what it is. The toughest thing you can do is bear it. You know, just let everybody see it. That's a lot harder than keeping it inside. But it's also, it's the only way you'll get any benefit out of it. Keeping it inside is just ultimately self-destructive.
And you can see Dave Dunkel act in reentry this Sunday evening at the City Opera House in Traverse City. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Dan Wanchura.